On Robin Hood Radio, I have said before when the Stissing Center in Pine Plains, the plans first came out, and that they were going to fix it up and make it a community and arts center for the area. I have to tell you, I've been driving Route 199 since 1972 when I actually started working in Kingston, New York, and never really noticed that building until the plans came out, and now it is absolutely an amazing building, doing lots of different performances, lots of different things for people not only in the Pine Plains community, but the surrounding communities to go to, because it's very conveniently located. And what we're going to talk about today is the Chamber Music Concert Series. And we will be interviewing today the person who is heading up this Chamber Music Concert Series, and that is Sophia Joe. Sophia, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you for having me. It's been a pleasure.
So let's talk a little bit about you first, Sophia, and your entrance into being the person which is going to head up this. Let's get a little bit of background from you. First of all, when were you first interested in chamber music, and how did this all develop out of high school into college and then into your professional career?
Well, I actually grew up in Shanghai, China. In the early 90s, there was this wave of everybody learning piano. It's great for kids' education. It's great for college entrance, so everybody was doing it. So I started piano when I was 4 years old. But the music education in China is definitely geared towards a solo career, and everybody wants to be a soloist. But when I was 15, I enrolled in a summer festival in Pennsylvania, America, and I did my first chamber music with a cellist and a violinist, and I was just so exhilarated. I didn't know it could be so much fun to make music with your peers and, you know, just not practicing by yourself. So I started to really, really like chamber music. So I took chamber music courses all through college. Every summer, I go to more summer festivals and play music with people, and I made a lot of friends through this way. So I think chamber music is very, very important for musicians and the audience. I heard from a lot of audience that they come to concert because they love to watch and feel how musicians interact with each other.
You know, and not only that, I think what's interesting when you talk about chamber music concerts, of course, we over here have been used to Music Mountain producing chamber concerts for quite a while, but it's seeing how the musicians interact, and there's just something when you see the musicians on a stage in a great setting, which is a comfortable setting and a closed setting, the feeling that you get not only from the musicians, but actually hearing and feeling the music is second to none.
Definitely.
Well, you know, I'm looking at who you've played with, and for someone as young as yourself, the New York Philharmonic, Berlin Philharmonic, Metropolitan Opera House, Shanghai Symphony, a faculty member of the Curtis Institute of Music, the Manhattan School of Music, you have packed a heck of a lot into a very, very young short career so far.
Yeah, actually, another aspect of chamber music is, I wouldn't say the elimination of hierarchy, but when you really connect with music and try to play the same piece, you know, a lot of boundary just disappears. You are just musician, you know, you are trying to do your part to the best of your understanding. So it's truly, it's been a wonderful experience for me to play with those people who are so experienced in what they do, and I learned a lot, and also I think they enjoyed it too.
Well, we're talking with, once again, Sophia Joe, and we're talking about the Chamber Music Series at the Stissing, which is the amazing, the Stissing Theater, which is right there in Pine Plains. Now, with the pandemic, this is actually, I think, the second year for the Stissing Center to have a home for this series. Last year, I guess you produced some concerts that were digital concerts and streamed free to people, right?
Correct, yes. So I came on to this position actually in the second year of my fellowship with Bard College Conservatory of Music. As you know, it's quite close to Pine Plains, and they share a lot of the same patron of arts. So towards my at the end of my fellowship, one of the patrons of the school actually reached out to me, and he's told me that within this radius between, I would say, Bard and Music Mountain, there was there's basically no concert series. It's a dead zone. So we decided to just start up something at the Stissing Center, which was also, you know, finishing up the construction and ready for a new season. So that really worked out until the pandemic hit. You know, all the venues had to shut their doors, and most of my friends lost their gigs. So we decided to record 4 digital concerts for the musician to play again. And at that time, there are a lot of homemade videos. You know, musicians just walk into the frame of their iPhone and start playing. The quality was not so great. So I decided to really hire a top-notch videographer and sound engineer to make it a very enjoyable experience for the audience and the performer. So that's what we did last year.
And those are still up on YouTube. If you go to our link, when this interview is over, if you go to our RobinHoodRadio.com on demand page and go to the interviews and go to this interview with Sophia Joe, you're going to find links where you can actually see those. So let's talk a little bit about this schedule, which is coming up. We will start, I do believe, with September 19th, the Carnegie Ensemble Connect Young Musicians.
Correct.
Let's talk a little bit about that concert.
So that's going to be a really fun, dynamic concert. I invited a lot of my friends who are currently fellows in the Carnegie Ensemble Connect program. And together we'll present a whole concert based on the idea of folk dances. So it will start with a clarinet and piano piece inspired by the Chinese folk dance. And then we're going to go into a Mozart piece. And then there will be another violin solo piece written by John Corigliano, inspired by Irish tap dances, where the performer has to play the violin and tap dance at the same time. And then we're going to end the concert with a bombastic piece by Paul Schoenfeld. The whole piece is based on the idea and musical tradition of klezmer music. So it's going to be a fireworks.
That sounds terrific. And then there's a brief break, but then October 3rd at 4 p.m., you bring in Bard's newest faculty member, an Israeli pianist, to perform. And what is that concert going to feature?
Shai Wozner is one of my favorite pianists of our time. He's so famous for his Schubert interpretation and a lot of really good classics. So in October, he's going to bring the complete Diabelli variation by Beethoven, which is, you know, one of the milestones of piano literature. I think it's going to be a great ending to the whole season.
Now, after the season ends in October, what do? You start planning for next season already, or do you then just take yourself out on the road and you do a lot of performances?
Well, I have been having a lot of gigs since the performance sort of restarted, but everything is a bit uncertain right now. I am, as the director of chamber music at the Stissing Center, planning for the next season. So I'm actually talking to the board members and a lot of performers. We are planning to do a whole season of keyboard-based concerts. So we're actually getting a newly renovated Steinway from one of the patrons. So the next season will be piano solo recitals and pianos with other instruments, piano with classical opera singers, and maybe we can invite also a jazz pianist. And actually, you might have read that the Stissing Center recently received an organ.
Yes.
Which looks fantastic. So I think that can also be included in our keyboard series.
Now,
so that's what I have so far.
Now, what is the normal schedule for what you do with the music, the chamber music concert series? When does it normally start and then run through?
It normally runs from June to October, but next year we are considering going from March until November. Depends on, of course, a lot of things.
I think that would be great because you have Music Mountain that basically runs from late May to the end of September, and I think that if you offered what you offer and go further into November, I think there's a plethora, a lot of people out there that would travel that maybe 25 to 30 extra minutes from not only our area, but the patrons that also come up from the city to see this chamber music and listen to it. I think that they would definitely, instead of just coming, say, having to go to Falls Village once there's nothing there, I think the trip to Pine Plains would be absolutely nothing for them.
Yeah, actually, during last concert, which happened 2 weeks ago, we had a couple who, they both teach in Columbia University, and they drove all the way to hear this pianist play a new piece written by a Columbia alum, which I found really, really moving, and they really enjoyed it.
Well, Sophia, it sounds like a great series. Once again, the Chamber Music Concert Series. Next event is September 19th at 4 p.m. The Carney Ensemble conducting musicians, and on October 3rd at 4 p.m., Israeli pianist Bard, newest faculty member, will play Beethoven's variations. Continued much success, Sophia, and just keep us abreast of what's going on there. And, you know, if you talk with your board members, if they'd like to expose more of the series, and you could we could somehow get some of those concerts that you've got under your belt that we could put the audio on, we'd love to add a monthly feature where we feature your chamber music series from the Stissing Center.
That would be so lovely. Thank you so much.
All right, Sophia, have a great last two shows, and like I said, I'll speak to you and other members of your board to see if we can bring you on air with a monthly show of what goes on with the Chamber Music Series at the Stissing Center. So best of luck into this fall, into the winter, and good luck with your two concerts coming up on the 19th of September and October 3rd.
Thank you. Have a great day.